Okay, a good chodesh. Today is Daf Nun Dalet. We are on Nun Dalet, Amud Aleph, a couple lines from the top. Today's Daf in the whole week has been sponsored by the Daskal family, the Zecher Nishmas, Yitzhak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. Okay, so we are in the middle of discussing whether or not we make a Bori Mara'esh on any night other, on any besides Motzei Shabbos, I mean Motzei Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, what's the words of Inhu? So we had yesterday, we had Ula and Rabbi Bar Chana, who did not want to admit to Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba had said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that we're not Mevarich Bori Mara'esh on Motzei Yom Kippur. But Ula and Rabbi Bar Chana disagreed. So Kaman Tzrura, who would they hold like? Where they hold that you do make a Bori Mara'esh on Motzei Yom Kippur. So they say, Ki Hada Amar Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mevarchin ala or bein b'motzei Shabbos bein b'motzei Yom Kippurim b'chein amadavar. That statement said that we make a Bori Mara'esh both on Motzei Shabbos when Ish was created, right, and Motzei Yom Kippurim and b'chein amadavar, which means that the nation goes along with that also. That seems to be the minog. That seems to be Armageddon as well. But we'll see what we do. Meisvei asked the question on Rabbi Binyamin. It says in a brisa, Ein mevarchin ala or el b'motzei Shabbos. We only make, like we just said this before, we only make Bori Mara'esh on Motzei Shabbos, Hoil utchilas b'riyasuhu, because that's when Eish was created. That's when Adam Arishon, we'll see later, he found two sticks, put them together, and he made Eish, right? V'kevan sheroa mevarch miyad. And in those days, I guess they didn't have lights, so when they went out at night, and everything was illuminated, they would see, I guess, torches, and they would see fire. So when you're walking outside and you see the fire, that's when you make the bracha. You don't wait to make the bracha during Havdalah. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Sodron ala coast. No, you make the bracha of an Eish, Mesamim, you make them over the coast. You wait till you get home, you sojourn ala coast. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Halacha k Rabbi Yehuda, that the Lachas follows Rabbi Yehuda. But what is Rabbi Yehuda saying? Rabbi Yehuda is in the Brisa that says, we only make Bori Mara'esh on Motzei Shabbos. He just says that the only disagreement he has is when you make it. Do you make it when you just walk outside and see it? Or do you make it, Sodra ala kos? And he quotes, and Rabbi Yochanan says, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yochanan here is saying, he's agreeing that it's only made on Motzei Shabbos, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, both that it's made on Motzei Shabbos only, and that you say, Mevarech ala kos. So here you see Rabbi Yochanan clear as day saying that you only make Bori Mara'esh on Motzei Shabbos, not on Yom Kippur, which is what Rabbi Yamin Bar Yefes said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, you make it even on Motzei Yom Kippur. And here it says, with sojourn on the coast, it's important that you're supposed to hold the coast when you make the brachos. So you start Havdalah, you hold the coast in your right hand, and you hold the Besamim in your left hand. Then when you get to the Besamim, you switch hands. You're not supposed to necessarily put the coast down. You're supposed to switch hands because if you're right, you're talking about, if left, it's just the opposite. So if you're holding the coast, in your right hand, you have to hold the item that you make the bracha on. But since you're sojourn on the coast, you still have to hold the coast in the left hand, not supposed to put it down, and then just, you know, keep switching around, and then when you finish, you know, continue holding the coast, because you're supposed to make the bracha sojourn on the coast. Anyway, you see from here, according to that, Rav Yochanan admits that you only make Bori Mara'esh on Motzei Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, Lokasha, this is what we do, it depends. Kan be'or sheshavos, kan be'or hayotim and etim and avanim. When it comes to Motzei Shabbos, you can make the bracha Bori Mara'esh on a new fire, on a new flame that's created right now. It's Or Sheyotzim and Eitzim and Avanim, because that's when Eish was created. So when you create new fire, you make the bracha. When it comes to Motzei Shabbos, when Motzei Yom Kippurim, you have to have what's known as a Ner Sheshavos, which is a Ner that rested over Shabbos, over Yontif, which means it was lit the entire Yontif, and that's what you make the bracha on. Right, Rashi says, and that's what we do. Everyone looks, you have to make sure you have the Ner Sheshavos. Some people don't have it, they're Yotzei and Shul, but you have to have, or you have, you see what you're supposed to do, but that's what you have to, supposed to do with the Ner Sheshavos. As Rashi points out, Le'or Sheshavos, second top line, Shahaya b'shavas, it was at rest, meaning shadalak hayom, it was lit during the day. Umikol makom melechas mimelechas avera shavas. It didn't do an avera, meaning it was lit the entire time. Shadalak beheter, it was lit beheter. Rashi says to go shalchayim. I mean, Rashi says ner shavas doesn't necessarily mean a ner that was lit the entire Yom Kippur. It means a ner that was either lit the entire Yom Kippur or it was lit beheter on Yom Kippur. Kigon shalchaya for a pregnant woman, v'shalchola, o ner hadolak ma'er Yom Kippurim. Other Rishonim argue and say, no, it has to be specific in there. That was not the entire Yom Kippurim. So Mivarchan Ap Motzi Yom Kippurim. Why? That he bracha Mishum the Dover Chiddushu Lo Shlo Nenem in Orayom. Because now we're just making it, the bracha we're making on the Eish here is because we're moving the fire, which again was very important, the fire. We're moving the fire from place of Isser to place of Heter. So on all of Yontif, you don't make the bracha because fire is mutter on Yontif. Because you're allowed to have Ochal Nefesh. You're allowed to have fire. On Shabbos, you're making the bracha because that's when an Eish was created. After Yom Kippur, you're making the bracha because that's when you're seeing the fire is moving from a status of Heter, status of Isser, to a status of Heter. And how do you show that? You show a fire that was lit the entire Yom Kippur. 2 minutes ago, this was Usser. Now it's Mutter. 2 seconds ago, it was Usser, and now it's Mutter. So that's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, Mutter Shabbos and Mutter Yom Kippur. So then we have a price of Tanachada or Hayotzim and Eitzim and Avanim, Mirvarchan Alav, but Tanachada and Mirvarchan Alav. We have a price that seems to be contradictory, which says that you make the Borim or Eish only on fire that comes from, like matches from Eitzim or Avanim, but if not, you don't. The Mar says, Lokasha, come Mochi Shabbos, come Yotzim Kippurim. Right? On Mochi Shabbos, you use Or Sheyotzim and Eitzim, and on Kippur, you do not use Or Sheyotzim and Eitzim. Okay. Now, the Bryce is going back now that we mentioned before that there was an argument of when you make the Bracha of Al Eish and Pesam and Mochi Shabbos. So, would you make it right away when you see it, or do you have to Misader Al Kos? You wait till you get home and make it all together. So Rebbe Mifazron, Rebbe would separate them, and when he would walk out from Shul on the way home, and they'd see an Eish and Shabbos, he would make the bracha right away, and then when they bring him Besamim, he would make the bracha on Besamim. He wouldn't wait to make them all together, Al HaKos. Rebbe Chiyah Mechansan, he would gather them all together. So Amar Rebbe Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Afapish Rebbe Mifazron, even though Rebbe would be Mifazor them and spread them out, when he would come home, he would make the brachas all on a coast in order to be motzi his sons and the b'nei beso, which includes his wife, the Ritva points out. So you see from here that the women have to be motzi in Havdalah, it's going to the Ritva, because the husband's coming home and wants to be motzi b'nei beso. So you see that women would be chayavos in Havdalah, even though it's a mitzvah on grama, maybe because of the hekish to kiddush. Whatever there's a whole to do about that, but according to this and according to the Ritva, it seems that woman would also be Mechuyavos in Havdalah. So the Gemara says, okay, let's go back to the beginning. We said the reason why we make Havdalah, Bar Mimereish, on Mochi Shabbos is because the fire was created on Mochi Shabbos. The Gemara says, or Mochi Shabbos, Yibari? It was fire created on Mochi Shabbos. Vatanya, we have the following Braisa, Asara, Devarim, Nivru, Erev Shabbos. There are 10 things that were created on Erev Shabbos, right? Twilight, Erev Shabbos. 10 things that are created, Ben HaShemassos, that are created. We should figure out why these 10 things, what do these 10 things have in common. The Elohein, and what are they? It's the Be'er, which is the Be'er of Miriam that went with Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. The Haman, the Keshest, the rainbow. Ksav, which seems to be the way letters are written. Umichtav, and that seems to be something to do with the Sofer. And that seems to be, that's how they etched the Esaros HaDibros into the Luchos. Right, how Luchos themselves. The Kivro Shel Moshe, the burial place of Moshe, which we don't know where it is. Uma'ara Shel Amaba Moshe of Eliyahu, and the cave where Moshe and Eliyahu stood. Right, by Moshe it says, V'haya Bavor Kvodi V'samti B'nikot Nekres Hatzor V'shachati Kipi Alecha Al Ivri. Alright, this cave was near Har Sinai, and Eliyahu went there also, that says, V'yavlo Sham El Hami'ara. He went to that cave, that's where Eliyahu went. That was created before, and Pesichas Pia Ason, the opening of the mouth of the donkey by Bilam, Upsichas Pia Aretz Livloa Es HaRishayim, and the opening of the idea that the land was going to open up to swallow up Adas Korech. Those were all created, and Rambam points from here, that everything's embedded in creation. Those were all created on Erev Shabbos Ben HaShemashos. Rav Nechemia Omer Mishum Aviv, Afa Or, even the fire. So of course you see from here, the fire is made on Erev Shabbos. Right, the Pered, which is the mule, right? It's the offspring of the horse and the donkey. Rabbi Yoshe Omer Mishum Aviv Af Ha'ayil, the ayil, the ram that Avram found was created then. The Hashamir, which is the thing that they would use to cut the stones, and when they were making things, right? The Shamir, right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Hatzivas, which I think means the tongs. Seems some sort of metal tongs that they would use that they would hold things in the Kirshan Ish. And to make a kli. So that was all created in Erev Shabbos. But you see, and that Gemara says, Hu Haya Omer, and Yehuda would explain why do you have to have, why is the tongs? He says, Hu Haya Omer, Tzivasa, but Tzivsa is Avda. In order to create tongs, you need another pair of tongs in order to hold them, to put them in the fire. So you had to have pre-existing tongs. So the tzvasa kamaisa ma'ovit. So who made that first pair of tongs to allow you to make the next tong? So hailav biri yavidei shemayimi. It's a creation from heaven. Amar leh, so they said, no, that's not necessarily true. Efshar she'yasena b'tfus. You can make them in a mold. You can make the first pair of tongs in a mold. Put it in a mold, pour it in, form it that way. And create it. V'hailo biri yavidei adami. And that does, so it doesn't have to, then v'hailai bria b'dei adami. And that becomes a human creation, not a man, a heavenly creation. Anyway, you see in the, there's a lot to talk about all this, I got it though. But anyway, the Brisa says, according to Nechemiah, Eish is created on Erev Shabbos. And that contradicts what we saw in our Brisa, that Eish was created on Motzei Shabbos. So Gemara says, Lokasha, there's Lokasha, they're talking about different fires. Right? Lokasha Ha, the fact that what say that that fire was made on Motzei Shabbos, that's Ordidan. That's our fire. That's made for the purpose of human usage. Ha, what Nechemiah is talking about, the Eish that was made on Erev Shabbos, that's Ordi Gehenim. That's the fire of hell. That's the Or Gehenim that was created on Erev Shabbos. Or did not be Motzei Shabbos, or the Gehenna Erev Shabbos. The Gemara said, wait a second, or the Gehenna Erev Shabbos Gavari, was the fire of Gehenna made on Erev Shabbos? V'atanyu, the Braisa, Shiva Devarim Nivru Kodem Shenivra Olam. There were seven things that were created, that were in existence before the world was in existence. These are like the conditions precedent to the idea that the world would be created. These things had to be in existence beforehand. What are they? Torah, Tshuva, Gan Edim, Gehenim. So Gehenim, you see, is created on with existence before. Gehenim, Kisei Kavod, Beis HaMikdash, Shmo Shel Mashiach. I don't know why it's specified the name of Mashiach, but that's all created, it's not a creator, a name is just something that you call. What does that mean that it was created? But all those things were created before the world. That's step one, the precondition to the world, the Gehenim. So how are you telling me it's made on Erev Shabbos? So where it says, and where it explains, goes through some psukim. So again, I never really understand how it works. He says, Torah was created before the world. Diksev, because when it's talking in Mishlei, when it's discussing the how great Torah is, it says, Hashem kanani reishis darko, kedem efalo me'az. Hashem created me, the Torah, reishis in the beginning, right? Kedem, right, before the Brias Olam. Right? Tshuva diksev, b'terem harim yuludu. When it's discussing Tshuva, it says, before the mountains were born. The pasuk continues, Teshuvah b'nei Adam. So we're talking about before creation, before the mountains, that's when Teshuvah was created. Gan Eden, Diksiv, Vayita Hashem Lakim, Gan Eden, Mikedem. He made Gan Eden, Mikedem, from before. What does it mean to direction? But he says he made it before. Gehenim, Diksiv, pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ki Aruch Me Esmul Tifteh. Before Briyas Olam, it was Tifteh. Tifteh is saying is Gehenim. And they're saying that means Gehenim, I don't know. Kisei HaKavod Beis HaMidosh, Diksiv, Kisei Kavod Marom, May Rishon Makom Mitashenu. The Kisei HaKavod that's found in the Marom, May Rishon, and originally it was created. And also Makom Mitashenu, the Beis HaMikdash. Shemo Shem Mashiach, Diksiv, Yehi Shemo Lo'olam, Lifnei Shemesh Yino Shemo. Before the Shemesh, his name was made. So all these things are created before. But you see in the Braisa that the Gehenim is created before Briyas Olam. So how can you say, oh, the difference between the fire is our fire, is Motzei Shabbos, Gehenna's fire, is Erev Shabbos, Gehenna was made before the world. Gemara says, no, Amri, Chalol Hu D'Nivra Kodem Shenivra Olam, the place of hell, of Gehenim, the pit, the way where it goes down, that was created, or whatever. The area of Gehenna was created before the world was created, but its ore was created on Erev Shabbos, and our ores were created on Motzei Shabbos. The Gemara then says, "Or did David Erev Shabbos Ibari? Is it really true that the Or of Gehenim is made on Erev Shabbos?" Batanya with the following brisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, "Or Shabar Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Shein B'Shabbos." The fire that Kadosh Baruch Hu made was on the second day of the week, right? The second day, but that's the Or of Gehenim. Elo Kiviel Olam. It's never put out. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, this is by the Melchama of Gog and Magog, that Hashem is going to kill the camp of Gog and Magog in the Emek Yoshafat, and afterwards all everyone else is going to come and bow down in Lufnei Hashem. It says, Vayotsu v'ra'u b'pigrei ha'anashim ha'poshim bi, ki tolatam lo samus v'isham lo tichbe. Their fire won't go out. Everyone's going to go out, Rav Yishalayim, and see the corpses, and they're going to be, the talas is going to be eating their flesh, and the fire is going to burn, and it will never go out. Right? So it never goes out, there's no kvi, I'm not sure how that connects, but the fire doesn't go out. So as we see here that it's created on the second day of creation, the fire. So the Amarav Banab, Rei de Rabbi Ula, which is another point, Mipnei Ma Nel Lo Nemar Kitov B'Shein B'Shabbos, why does it not say the words Kitov on the second day of creation? Mipnei Shenibra Bo, because on that second day, was created Or Shel Gehenim, the fires of Gehenim. Okay, but Amar Belazar, Rav says, even though it wasn't say Kitov about this individually, so as an individual creation, it's not Kitov, but Chazar Klalo, when you look at creation in its entirety, it's included in Kitov, Shenem Amar, and on the sixth creation, it says, Vayar Lehim as Kol Asher Asah, then he told Moed, everything is good. So in other words, the fire of Gehenim may not be such a good thing if you look at it, you know, independently, but when you look at it in the whole of creation, the whole totality, everything is good. But you see from this Brisa and from the words of Rabbana that the Eish of Gehenim was created on the second day. So how do we explain that the Eish of Gehenim was on the sixth day? So the Gemara says, Elo, we say like this, Chalala Kodem Shenivra Olam. Right, the place of Gehenim, the Chalal of Gehenim was created before the world, like we said before. Or Diday, the fire of Gehenim was created on Sheni B'Shabbos. Or Didan, our fire was, this is very difficult to figure out what that means, it's B'machshava Alali Boros B'Erev Shabbos. Hashem intended to create it on Erev Shabbos. It's one of those things that he wanted to create on Erev Shabbos. However, V'lo Nivra Ad Motzei Shabbos. But he wasn't created on Motzei Shabbos, it seems to be. But you're saying Hashem had the idea or wanted each to be created, but he wanted to make Adam a Shutuf in the creation. Adam has to have creative, has to create as well. We have to imitate Hashem, and we have to be creative also. So Kadosh Baruch Hu left the fire for Motzei Shabbos for Adam. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Shnei Dvarim Ol B'machshav Li Boros B'Erev Shabbos. Two things were, the Kadosh Baruch Hu intended, whatever that means, to create on Motzei Shabbos, but below Nivroa, on Erev Shabbos, below Nivroa on the Motzei Shabbos, but they weren't created until Motzei Shabbos. Will be Motzei Shabbos, and on Motzei Shabbos, Nasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Deba Adam Arishon, Ein Dugma Shamala. On Motzei Shabbos, Hashem implanted this idea in Adam Arishon, like, to make him sort of like, have the, like, be creative, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vehevi Shnei Avonim, he brought two flints together, V'tachon, and they struck them together, Zoba Zuba Yotzame Or, and fire came out. Vehevi Shnei Behemos, and he took the Sus and the Chamor, V'hirkiv, and he grafted them together, Zoba Zuba Yotzame Pered. The idea is that these are two things that were needed human intervention in order to create. I think it means to show that we are partners in creation, just like Hashem created, we have to create as well. So Hashem couldn't do everything, he left stuff for us to do. Right? Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says, no, wait a second. What are you talking about that the Pered, that the mule was created by Adam Arishon on Motzei Shabbos? Right? Reb Shimon, Gamliel Omer, Pered, the first mule, I guess, Bimei Anna Haya. It was during the days of Anna. Right? Anna, when he counts the Bnei Seir, Achori, and Perek Lamed Vav in Bracious, he says, Elu Bnei Tzivon V'Aya V'Anna. Who Anna? Who's that Anna? Asher Matzah Es Hayamim Bamidbar. He found the Yamim, which we seem to they translate as the mules, right? Darshi Chamuros, those who darshin the hidden thing, text, the hidden words in the Torah, Hayu Omrim, Anna Apostle Haya. They would say that Anna himself was a mamzer. He was apostle, right? They say that his father was his brother, and his brother had relationships with his mother, and he was born. Anna Apostle Haya. Leficha Chevi Psula Olam. That's why he brought this psul to the world. He brought the parrot, he brought the mule to the world. Shanemar, the Pasuk says, this is his embracious Lamed Vav Chaf, Eilu b'nei Seir Hachori, was it say, these are the sons of Seir, it says there, Lotan v'shoval v'tzivyon v'ana. So you have Tzivyon and Ana together are brothers. And then it says, Uksiv, Kapsukim later, it says, Eilu b'nei Tzivyon v'aya, Eilu b'nei Tzivyon v'aya v'ana. So Ana is Tzivyon's brother, and now Ana is Tzivyon's son. So he says, Ela Malamit, Shabbat Sivyon and Imo, that Sivyon had relations with his mother, the holy man of Anna, and he had Anna, and therefore you see that Anna was the brother and the son of Sivon, but bottom line is, you see that Anna is the one who created the mule. Why are you telling me that the mule was created? Motzei Shabbos. Right, so the Gemara first says, why are you saying that it's the same Anna, right? Wait, what, just a question again? We're always saying that Anna, Dilma Trey Anna Hayu. Maybe there are two people that were called Anna. One is the son of Seir, and one is the brother of Seir, and one is the son of Sifon. Why do you know that he's, why is, the whole thing is premised on the fact that Anna himself was apostle, so he created something that's apostle. Why say that? Maybe the two Annas, right? So Amar Rava, Amina milked the Shvor Malka lo Amra. I'm going to say words that even Shvor Malka didn't say. Mumanu, that's who's Shvor Malka? That's Shmuel. Okay, Rabbis called him Shvor Malka because he was such a bucky in Dini Mamonos, so with words that would come out from him like they came out from the king. The Ika the Amri Amra Papa, Amina Milsa Shvor Malka the Amra, the Rapapa says, I'm going to say words that Shvor Malka didn't say, Umano, and who's that? That is Rava. He says, Amakra, the Pasuk says, Eilu b'nei Tzivon v'ayav Anna, who Anna? It's the same Anna, right? Who Anna de Mikara? It's the same Anna originally. That's how we know that it's the that it's that he's the son brother. It's the same Anna. So he's a psul. He's the one who made the mule. So you have the question: when was the mule made? Was the mule made by Adam, Arishon, Amotze, Shabbos, along with the fire? Or was the mule made a couple 20 generations later by Anna, one of the sons of Seir? So Tana Rabbana, we know it in a Braisa. Now Gemara is going back to the things that were created on Ben HaShemashos, and it's going to add more. Asar Devar Nivra Be'er Shabbos, 7 things were created on Erev Shabbos, Ben HaShemashos, Elohein, Be'er, Uman, Be'keshet, which is pointed out, Tosos points out, it says, we learn from this pasuk about Anna something else. The Gemara in Bava Basra in Yeshnochlin says, Muchach Mahai Krod, the Bnei Bonin Kibonin. It says, you see from here that grandsons are like sons. Because the pasuk refers to him, he's the Bnei Seir Chori. It says, Lotan Shovel Tzivon V'Anna. And then it says that Anna is the son of Tzivon. And it connects Anna also with Bnei Seir Chori. So he's counting him as a son. The grandfather is also counting him as a son. You learn Bnei Bonin Kibonin. So how are you learning out, Tosas has to figure out, how are you learning out two different, completely unrelated items from this pasuk. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Asar Devar Nivro Be'er Shabbos, 10 are created in Erev Shabbos, Ben HaShemashos, Elohein, Be'er, Mon, Keshes, Ksav, Michtav, Luchos, Kivro Shel Moshe, Ma'arish Ababa Moshe Ve'elio, Pesichas Pio Asom, Pesichas Pio Aretz, Levlos HaRashoyim, Ve'yish Omrim, and some add, Af Maklo Shel Aron, the Aron staff, Ushkadel Prachea, and the almonds and the flowers that sprouted forth from it. Ve'yesh Omrim Af Mazikin, the Shadim also. Ve'yesh Omrim, and the son says, Tertam Abbez, Yesh Omrim Big Doshal Adam Arishon, the special clothing that Adam Arishon has. What are those? Rashi says, Shahayu Chukas Bo Kol Min Chaya Behema. Somehow it was engraved in there all the different animals. Vuhu Nimsal Nimrod, it was given to Nimrod. And Esav Harag, Esav killed Nimrod and took it. That's why he was Nishayed. That's one shot. And Rashi says, Anishamati Bigdav Shel Adam Rishon Hayu Kisonos Or Shahayulo. Now it was Hashem already had prepared in advance on Erev Shabbos the clothing that he would give to Adam Rishon when Adam Rishon had the Avera and ate from the Eitz Hadas. Tana Rabbanan, Sarbon and Abraisa, Shiva Devarim, 7 Michusim Bnei Adam, are hidden in Adam from people. People don't know these things. The important things for people not to know. Number one, Yom HaMisa, you never know when you're going to die. Because if you did, you would do good things or bad things. It's better to not know when you're going to die. But Yom HaNechama, also you don't know what day, when you're going to have this feeling of consolation for your somebody, family member who did die, when you're going to feel consoled. The Omek HaDin, the depth of the din. What does that mean, Omek HaDin? Rashi says, Harov Toimbo, Inami Omek HaDin HaAsid. Omek HaDin either means you don't understand actual din, or you don't understand the depth of the din in the future. What's going to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gives Asid B'Din Din V'Cheshbon. Right, the ain Adam Yodea Malivo Shel Chavero. You don't never know what your friend's thoughts are. You can't see inside somebody's thoughts. The ain Adam Yodea B'ma Mistaker. A person never knows with or when he or if he'll be Matzliach. I guess financially. Umachus Beis Dav Matzai Tachzor. When the kingdom of Dav will return. Umachus Chayeves, or when the Malchus of Romi. Umachus Chayeves Matai Tichle. When the Romans, or I guess the nations, when they will be destroyed from the world. We don't know those things. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in Abraisa, Shlosh Dvarim Olu Machshav Libaros, 3 HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind to create during the Shishimei Bereishis, and it was said that they were created, you know, later. The Imlo Olu, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't going to create this, Dinu Sheyolu, it would be better that, it had to be created, because without this, people wouldn't survive, for whatever reason. Alameshe Yasriach, that the mace has to decompose, because if that wasn't the case, then people would embalm, I guess, or people would keep the mace around, because they would be so distraught, they wouldn't want to get rid of the mace. And number two, there's Alameshe Yishtakach Menalev, the idea that you get consolation, that the mace was nifter, because if you never had this consolation, you would be in a complete, constant state of depression. Right, my grandfather always said. I asked my grandfather, "What was the greatest gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to you that you were able to survive? So he said, "Shichcha." He said, "Forgetfulness. Be able to forget. That was the only way I was able to survive. The gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us was shichcha." Right, also the idea that wheat should rot, because if wheat wouldn't rot, then the owners of tefuah would never sell it. They would keep they would grow their wheat, and they would keep it themselves, and they would just keep it forever, and nobody else were able to get it. So the fact that they can't keep it in perpetuity, that means they have to sell it, and other people will get their food. And also the idea of coin, of cash, and not just barter, but you need coin, because some people don't have items, and how would they pay for things? If the idea of coin is necessary, because otherwise people wouldn't be able to buy anything. Okay. The next Mishnah, we're going back to discuss things that are taluy with minhag makom, and so this Mishnah is going to deal with other halachos that are dependent upon the minhag makom. So we're going to discuss about Tisha B'Av, which we all know is the day of the base of Middash, first and base of second base of Middash were destroyed, and five things are usher, five chachamim, achil shasir, rechitza, sichad, and sasandal, and tashmi samita, and you're not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av except for Dvarim Arayim. Nowadays, it's the day that most Torah is learned throughout the world is on Tisha B'Av, because people learn Torah day and night. Right, and also this idea that Molacha was not Ne'esra on Tisha B'Av, but the Mishnah says, Makom Shenogu Lasos Molacha, if it's an area where the Minog is to do Molacha on Tisha B'Av, Osin, you do Molacha. It's Mutter for people to do Molacha. Makom Shenogu Lo Lasos Molacha, but if there's some places and a Minog that they did not do Molacha on Tisha B'Av, they put that Chomer on themselves, ain't Osin, so you're not allowed to do Molacha in that place. Ubechol makom, in any place, meaning whether it was a minhag not to do malacha or a minhag where they didn't have this minhag not to do malacha, talmid chacham betalim. Everyone, the talmid chacham had to mivata from the malacha that day, because they have to, I guess, I'm not sure what Rashi says, talmid chacham betalim, in malacha usra yom, and Rav Shimon Gamliel, or Rav Shimon Gamliel says, even though really a talmid chacham, lo'olam yase adam asuk talmid chacham, anyone can make themselves like a talmid chacham and be mivata from malacha that day. And Rashi says, "V'lo armina mechzi kiyura." Doesn't look like arrogance, and you're making yourself be like the Talmidei Chachamim, because imratzel libatel rashag. And if you want to be mevatel for malacha on Tisha B'Av, you are permitted to do so. So Amar Shmuel, says, "Ein tainis sibor bevavel ella Tisha B'Av avad." The chumras of a tainis sibor. Tainis sibor is not what we have like a sar b'tavis. Tainis sibor was like the Gemara in Tainis discusses. The idea, Rashi says, that they needed grain, and they used to fast, and have all these different chumros that they happen on these fast days. So Rashi points out, Hoel that in Bavel, the ain't srichim gishamim, we don't need the rain, the water is plentiful there, the im gozim al dover acher, and if we do make a gzeira for a tainis, ain't chomer tainis sibor nohek bo, le'echol bod yom, the chumros of the tainis sibor don't exist on this tainis in Bavel, to say that you have to stop eating from the night before, uli isra b'malacha, so you now have malacha, Bishar Chumay Amur Misham, all the other Chumas, except for Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av has these Chumas. So it's Mashmur from Shmuel that Tisha B'Av is the same din as Tanit Tzivor. And therefore, you have to be Machmir Ben Hashmashos on Tisha B'Av if it's, Rav Gemara says, Lameimrar, to Savar Shmuel, Tisha B'Av, Ben Hashmashos, Shalom Aser. Then on Tisha B'Av, the night before, Ben Hashmashos, it would be Aser, Bechila, and Malacha, just like a Tanit Tzivor. Va'amr Shmuel, but didn't Shmuel say, Tisha B'Av, Ben Hashmashos, Shalom Mutter? The Ben Hashmashos on Tisha B'Av is Mutter, Bechila, and Malacha. Maybe you'll say Shmuel holds Kol Tainis Sibor Ben Hashemashos Shalom Mutter. Maybe Shmuel says, well, who says that Shmuel says that Tainis Sibor is also Aser Ben Hashemashos? Maybe he holds that Tainis Sibor is also Mutter Ben Hashemashos, and Tisha B'Av is no different. It's Mutter Ben Hashemashos. We have a Mishnah in Tainis on Daf Yud Beis. Ochlim Veshosim Be'od Yom. You can only eat and drink the day before. L'mute Mai Lav L'mute Ben Hashemashos. Is that not to exclude that you may not eat on Ben Hashemashos? So you can't eat Ben Hashemashos on Tainis Sibor. Shmuel says the Tisha B'Av is like the Tainis Sibor. You can't eat Ben Hashemashos on Tisha B'Av. Rashi says, no, that miyut is l'mute mishech hasheicha. It's come to teach you that you now eat once at night, right? Once, you know, at night on the night before, the difference between Tainis Sibor and other Taniyos is that you have to fast the night before. Tisha B'Av, the same thing. You have to start fasting the night before. Nothing to do with Ben Hashemashos. And therefore, Shmuel will be consistent. Tisha B'Av is like Tainis Sibor, that they both have to fast the night before, but it's nothing to do with Ben Hashemashos. The Gemara says, Neima Misayele, maybe we'll find a support for Shmuel, right? The Shmuel says that Ben Hashemashos on Tisha B'Av is Mutter B'Echila Emelacha. Neima Misayele, Ein, there's no distinction, which means, there's no difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippurim. What's the difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur? El Shazeh, that this, Yom Kippur, since it's been a Torah, Sveiko Aser. So Sufik would Aser, assuming Sufik here means Ben Hashemashos. Sufik Yom, Sufik Laila is Aser. Vizeh, Tisha B'Av is Sveiko Mutter. Is Dinder Rabbanan, the Sufik would be Mutter. My Sveiko Mutter, what does it mean, Sveiko Mutter? Does that not mean, surely that means, La Ben Hashemashos? Then it means Ben Hashemashos would be Mutter on Tisha B'Av, just like Shmuel. The Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. Kedamar Rav Shisha, Bereid Rav Edi. It's like Rav Shisha said in the name of Rav Edi, L'kviya d'yarcha. Hachanami l'kviya d'yarcha. What does that mean, the kviya d'yarcha? That we for the moon. What does that mean? Rashi says the kviya d'yarcha. Lasso shnei yomim. To make 2 days. Rashi seems to be saying that Yom Kippur, that Tisha B'Av you only make 1 day, and Tisha B'Av you would make 2 days because you don't know when Rosh Chodesh was. Lasso shnei yomim. Himesafkal, and Rashi says im avu based in chodesh avar ilo. I guess they're the same idea. Sveik of the yom Kippur. Tosfos says that can't be. Right? Tosfos says ain lefarish kigon bnei bavel she'ein yodim matay kahuk v'chodesh beretz Yisrael she'atzrichem lasso shnei Kippur shnei yomim. That can't be. Why? Because it says explicitly at the end of the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, she'in osim ela yom echad. You only do 1 day of Yom Kippur. Despite the fact that we have a sveik of the yoma, and 5 days later we're going to make 2 days of sukkahs, when it came to Yom Kippur, which is earlier, we don't have the sveik of the yoma, we don't rule by the sveik of the yoma, to say to make 2 days. He says explicitly. So what does it mean here, kviya diyarcha? So he says, Tosos gives an akumta. In Ukimta, El Hachi Perusho, Sveiku Aser, in Mistapik, a field of Eretz Yisrael, Matai Hukva Chodesh. So we're talking about somebody who has no idea what day it is, even he's in Eretz Yisrael. He goes to Shemahalik for Midbar, he's in the desert, so Osa Beis Yom Kedin Kol Sveikus Daraisa. So when Yom Kippur is a Sveik Daraisa, we'd have to make 2 days. Is it today or tomorrow? But if Tesha B'Av, if you're in the desert, you don't know, you Sveiku Darabon Lakula, you only make 1 day, the day that you assume is going to be is Tesha B'Av. Okay. So.
And the rabbi said, if you eat well on
Erev
Yom Kippur, it's as if you fasted.
I know that's the din, but what is that?
Well, because it's a
sotah. No, I think that's because there's a mitzvah. It says that you're supposed, there's a pasuk, the Gemara talks about Yom Kippur, that it says, but it says on the 10th day and on the 9th day. What do you mean on the 9th day? So on the 9th day, how do you, b'kayim fasting on the 9th day? You have the meal on the 9th day, and I don't think it has to do with the sotah. I'm not sure. Okay. Doris Rava. Rava says, right, this is someone who argues on Shmuel. Shmuel says, Beinash Mashos on Tisha B'Av is mutter v'achila emalacha. Doris Rava says, Ubaros, pregnant women, Umeinikos, nursing women, Misanos umashlimos bo, they fast on Tisha B'Av, Kederach shemisanos umashlimos b'Yom Kippurim, right, like they do on Yom Kippur, v'vbein hashmasho shalo, aser. And the Menashmashos of Tisha B'Av is Aser, V'chein Amr Shmeid Rav Yochanan. So here you have Rava and Rav Yochanan saying against Shmuel that the Menashmashos on Tisha B'Av is Aser, Be'achila Malacha, and as against the Shmuel, so that's Mutter. So Umi Amr Rav Yochanan Hachi, the Gemara says, did Rav Yochanan really say this, that Menashmashos on Tisha B'Av is Aser, Be'achila Malacha? V'amar, what didn't Rav Yochanan say, Tisha B'Av ain't like a tiny Sibor. Tisha B'Av is not like the standard tiny Sibor. Myla, what does it mean it's not like the tiny Sibor? Myla, you must be saying the Banish Mashos. It's different than tiny Sibor in the fact that tiny Sibor you can't eat Banish Mashos, and Tisha B'Av you may eat Banish Mashos the night before. Mar says, no. It's the Melacha. It's talking about Melacha. He's not talking about Ichila and Melacha Banish Mashos. He's talking about the distinction between Tisha B'Av and other tiny Sibor has to do with Melacha. That on a young tinus, it's Aser Malacha, that's what Gemara says on Tanya Sud Beis on the base. And Rav Yochanan's going to tell us that on Tisha B'Av, it's not like a Tanya Sibur, and Me'ikar Din, it's Mutter to do Malacha. Some place said a minute not to do. But Me'ikar Din, it's Mutter to do Malacha. Again, what Malacha it is, maybe it's Ochel Nefer or something, like Cholomoid Malacha. It's not like, I don't think there's a Chiyuv, like on Shabbos or Yantif. So the Gemara says, well, why is Rav Yochanan come to teach us that you're allowed to do, that Tisha B'Av is different than Tanya Sibur, in that you're allowed to do Malacha on Tisha B'Av? Malacha Tanina. It's already in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah makes it clear that you're allowed to do Malacha on Tisha B'Av, because it says, Makom Shenagu Lasos Malacha on Tisha B'Av Osin, Makom Shenagu Shalol Lasos Ein Osin, Ba'afir Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel Lo Amar, Ela D'chiyasi V'lo Avid, V'lo Mechziki Yehura, Aval Meis Lo Aser. This idea, it's dependent on Minog, it's not an Ikra Din, and even Rav Shimon, who says that anybody cannot do Malacha, he's just telling you that it doesn't look like Yehura. Doesn't look like you're being haughty, but it doesn't say it's Aser. So our Mishnah is explicit that you don't, that Malacha on Tisha B'Av is not Aser. Why do you need Rav Yochanan to tell me that your Tisha B'Av is not like a tiny Sibor, and that you're allowed to do Malacha on Tisha B'Av? And therefore, we know that already. So what distinction would Rav Yochanan be making? Rav Yochanan making the distinction between Malacha and not Malacha, and of Banish Mashos. So LMI, so what does Rav Yochanan really mean that Tisha B'Av is Ne'eno Ketani Tzibur? The Tfilas Ne'ila. You don't have a Ne'ila. On a Tani Tzibur, you daven Ne'ila. On Tisha B'Av, we don't have Ne'ila. Right, Rashi says, the Tfilas Ne'ila, Shebetani Tzibur, Hayim Etpalim, Tfilas Ne'ila, Kedetam Eperak Basa Betainis, The Gimel Prakim Mishana Konim Nosik Apeim Dali Pamim. The three times a year where the Kohanim will duchen four times a day. By number one, the Shachas Musaf Minchon Ilah, the Eile Gimel Prakim, Tainis, Mamados, Shem Kippurim. So Tainis is in there. So you see that Tisha B'Av is different than Tainis, has to do with the idea of Ni'ilah. But how Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but what does that mean? I don't understand this question. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halavai Sheis Pala Adam V'Holei Chol Yom Kulo. That's what Rabbi Yochanan saying in the Gemara in Brachos, that it would be best for a person to daven all day. So therefore, there's no problem. So you're allowed to say Ni'ilah on Tisha B'Av. So our answer is, Hasam Chova HaKarashus. There's a big difference. There on Tainis Sibur or Yom Kippur, there's an obligation to do Ni'ilah. What Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that to daven all day, all the time, that's a rishus, but there's still a distinction between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. V'ibayis emo, or you can say, my, what was the intention of Rabbi Yochanan when he said there's a difference between Tisha B'Av and Tainis Sibur? My ain Tainis Sibur, the Eshen V'Arba, the idea of 24, right? Rashi says, it's not Mesechus Tainis, Shemosim Tainis Sibur, Sheish Brachos, Shemon Esrei. They added another six Brachos into Shemon Esrei, they had 24 Brachos. On Tainis Sibur they did that, on Tisha B'Av they didn't. Rav Papa Amar, Mar Ein Ketanis Sibur. What does it mean that? What does Rabbi Yochanan mean when he says that Tisha B'Av is not like Ketanis Sibur? Is she Eino Kirishonos Elik Achronos Vasura? He says no. If you remember a Gemara, there's different stages of the Ketanis Sibur. When the first didn't have the rain, then they weren't answered. It got worse and worse and worse. So he's saying that Tisha B'Av is not like Ketanis Sibur, meaning it's not like the first set of Tainis Sibur, because there in the first set they would eat and drink at night, I guess, and then a shmashos. But Tisha B'Av would be like the Achronos, the later set, in that you do not eat and not do malacha and ben a shmashos. Therefore, that's Rabbi Yochanan Lashitaso, who says that Tisha B'Av, not like Shmuel, that Tisha B'Av you do not have achila and malacha on ben a shmashos. Okay, Meisvei. So now the Gemara is going to bring a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan and Rava, who assert achila and shasia ben hashmasos on Tisha B'Av. Meisvei, ain bein Tisha B'Av liyom kippurim. There's no difference in Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. El shazeh by Yom Kippur sveiko aser, vezeh sveiko mutter. And a Tisha B'Av suffix is mutter. My sveiko mutter, doesn't sveiko mutter mean, surely it means, la bein hashmasos shlo, that bein hashmasos is mutter. So Gemara says, no, Amar, so therefore you see that bein hashmasos and Tisha B'Av is mutter, like Shmuel, not like Rav Yochanan and Rava. So Amar, Rav Shisha B'Reid, Rav Idi, lo, no, likviya diyarcha, the answer before, idea of kviya diyarcha, if there's a suffix, the suffix on Yom Kippur, a suffix on Rais L'chumra, the suffix on Tisha B'Av, a suffix on Rabbanon L'kula. The Gemara says, what are you talking? V'hai l'chol dvarim zev as a shavim? What do you mean? It says, ain bein. The only difference is this. Everything else, they're equal, right? V'chol dvarim zev as a shavim? Misayilei l'Rabbi Lazar. If that's the case, that they're equal in all of the cases, then that's a support to Rabbi Lazar, that the Amar Rabbi Lazar, Oslo l'Adam sheyoshit etzbo b'mayim Tisha B'Av. You can't even dip your finger in the water on Tisha B'Av because that's an isser of a chitza. Kederach she'oslo hoshit etzbo b'yom kippurim. The same isser that you have in Yom Kippur. So you see that according to this, it's a proof that the only distinction is the suffix. So meisvei, so they ask the yeshiva, ein bein Tisha B'Av l'tayin esivor elo sheze aser b'sias malacha v'ze mutter b'sias malacha v'mok m'shenagu. Right? It says over here, another Bryce says that the only difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, if it comes to malacha, that on Tisha B'Av, on Yom Kippur is asr malacha, and Tisha B'Av it's mutter malacha, unless you're in a place that has the minhag not to do it. Right? Halachol devarim zev zeshavim. And otherwise, in any other instance, they're equal. Right? Both l'kula, both l'chumra. V'ilu gabi tan and sibur tanya, but when it comes to tan and sibur, it says, Tanya kisha amru asav ruchitza lo amru kol gufo elaparayad v'raglav. Atanya sibor, which Tisha B'Av is one of them, is the only thing that's asav ruchitza is kol gufo. But your face and your hands and your feet would be mutter. So you just said ein bein Roshan Yom Kippur is when it comes to the malacha. Now I have another distinction when it comes to washing. So the Gemara answers. This will finish. The Gemara answers. Tana kule kule katani. The Tana only mentions the kulas. Rashi says, "Kol hani ein bein." All the time saying ein bein. Chad Tana amarinu. It's only one Tana who lists them. The koli koli nakat. He's only listening the kulas. Bereisha Tanan. And initially he writes in the Reisha, ein bein Tisha B'Av kal meyom kippurim lechila al shel sveiko. Because the kulas of Tisha B'Av, the suffik is mutter and suffik by Yom Kippur is aser. The Sefer Tana ain't Tisha B'Av kal mitanis sibur. And then he says that Tisha B'Av is not less than a tanis sibur el inyan malacha. But in the chumras, the chumra Tisha B'Av mitanis sibur lo airi. He never mentions the chumras, right? So he's not going to mention the chumras. The chumras being that Tisha B'Av is different than tanis sibur, and that Tisha B'Av you can't wash the whole body. Just you can't wash part of yad of raglav just like in Yom Kippur. Where in tanis sibur you may, apparently, according to this. So it's only listing that when it says the Ein Bein, it's only list when it comes to, it's only going to list the kulas, not the the chumras. Okay, so we'll stop here and pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good chodesh.